Hey, this is Tom.
And this is Gavin, and you're listening to Keep It Simple.
I don't want to be a superman. I just want to go somewhere. Use my hands and keep it simple.
Keep It Simple is a podcast devoted to exploring life with Christ through simple, organic expressions of the church.
Hey, welcome to the podcast today. This is Tom LeCompte.
And this is Gavin Durson. This is Keep It Simple podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping folks make disciples and plant simple churches. And we're really glad if you're listening that you found us today. We got a special guest with us. This is my friend Forrest Head. If you've listened to the podcast before, we've had Forrest on. He's with Big Life Ministries. And Forrest, thanks for joining us today.
Hey guys, it's great to be with you again.
Today we wanted Forrest to come on, and I've spoken about this briefly in previous episodes of this podcast, but Forrest is a good friend that I have gotten connected with, and we've been praying together and discussing the Zume project. And Forrest is sort of signed up to take on some responsibilities with the Zume project, but before I kind of just tell you all about that, I thought it'd be great to have Forrest on, let him just kind of explain the Zume project and kind of the idea behind it and what it's all about. So Forrest, kind of bring us up to speed. What is the Zume project, and sort of how was it birthed, and what got you involved with it?
Well, yeah, I'd be glad to do that, Gavin and Tom. Let me first, because people are probably wondering, what is Zume? I mean, what kind of word is that? I mean, where do we get that name from? And pretty simply, Zume is just a Greek word for yeast or leaven. And while most of the time yeast is kind of seen as a negative thing throughout Scripture, Jesus in Matthew chapter 13, 33, and in Luke 13, 21, he's quoted as saying that the kingdom of heaven is like a woman who took yeast and mixed it into a large amount of flour or dough until it was all leavened. And so the idea of Zume is to illustrate how ordinary people in their ordinary life, using ordinary resources, can have an extraordinary impact for the kingdom of God. And so the Zume project was launched, you know, with the idea that how can we train and get out the information, basic disciple making and multiplication information, and simple church planting information, forming those groups. How can we get that out to the maximum number of people? And Gavin, as you know, I go and do a lot of live trainings. You know, we can do that over a weekend or even an intensive one-day training, but still, we couldn't marshal enough people in enough time to be able to train everybody live. So Zume was born out of the desire to train as many people as quickly as possible. So it's an online self-guided training platform that's really going to focus on equipping those who are participating in basic disciple making and simple church planting and multiplication principles. And just so that you have simple principles, processes that people can actually go out and put into practice.
So tell a little bit about I know there's been the scope of this. I mean, I know there's the vision is that this website's going to launch, and it's going to be a tool. It's not the only thing or a formula per se, but it is a tool that will help facilitate this. And so what is the Zume project looking for right now for people to be involved? How can people be involved in it? What does that look like?
Well, I can answer that best by kind of sharing the goals of it too. The project's going to roll out in three phases. And phase one, we're looking toward a launch date of November 16th, mid-November. It's going to be designed to use in the United States, be presented in English, with the goal of equipping a disciple maker in every census tract in the United States. And so there's about 75,000 census tracts in this country. A census tract is defined basically as a geographical area that has around approximately 5,000 people, you know, population. So the idea is that we will roll it out, and with the intention of having a disciple maker and a simple church in 75,000 different census tracts in the United States. So how can you get involved is that we're looking for people first that once the project launches to share it with everybody in their social network, any other interested people that they might know of, and just begin to get the word out there very organically. And as people begin to log on, create a profile, and go through the training, next step after that is that it just doesn't remain an anonymous type of online training. Once somebody begins to engage in the training, we want to connect them with somebody who's actually practicing these principles, who's located as geographically close to them as possible, so they can first pray for them, and then secondly, come along and encourage and provide support, proper modeling of the principles and the processes, and really connect people across this country to like-minded believers who are seeking to advance the kingdom of God. So you can get involved by saying, hey, you know what, I want to do this. I either want to plant a group or I want to get a group, a simple church that I already am meeting with, on mission, so we reach our entire community. We're looking for people who will serve at the county level and say, hey, I'll oversee my entire county. And there's still about half the states in the country that we're looking for, even those individuals who say, hey, listen, I'll take on my entire state and coordinate efforts through counties and census tract leaders. So it's an incredibly exciting thing for me that we'll see the body of Christ come together in unity, focused on Jesus, making disciples, you know, loving God, loving their neighbor.
What do you think is the kind of person, Tom, you may have a question, feel free, you jump in here if you do, but, you know, what is the kind of, like, what would you say that this, because, I mean, I know you and I have talked about this is not, like, the end-all, be-all solution to, you know, reaching America, but it is a tool, and what is the kind of person, what would be some of the thoughts and attitudes of someone out there who you think that the Zume project, and I know you kind of know more of the intimate details of it, but what would be the kind of person that this is really going to be an answer to prayer for? Like, what would that person be thinking right now who might be just, you know, looking for something like this? What would be that type of person? I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, you're right. This is just another tool, you know, that people can have at their disposal. It's not a silver bullet. It's not an end all. It doesn't replace face-to-face, you know, close ties relationship in that way. It's just something that will be out there identifying people who are wanting to get involved with simple church planting and making disciples. The type of person that we're looking for is someone that, when they listen to this podcast, it resonates within them. They're already feeling an impression or a tug from the Holy Spirit saying, hey, I want to be involved in that. That makes sense to me. I want to be part of a larger vision beyond just my community or my county or my state, but I want to be a part of people who are coming together that really want to see the kingdom of God advance. So it's that person who might be listening right now saying, hey, that makes sense to me. That's something I've been looking for. The Holy Spirit's already been working on them, and they see, hey, this could be an answer. This could just be another step in the direction I'm already feeling pulled toward or drawn toward.
So they have a hunger. I mean, you tell me, as I've learned about it, I feel like it's, if you're someone who, you know, you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, man, you've maybe listened before, like, this makes sense to me. I want to make disciples. I would like to even maybe see a house church started or several house churches started. But, you know, I don't really know how to go about that. I mean, I have some ideas, but I would really like kind of, you know, I think some people, and you and I have talked about, there are some people maybe who, they don't need any, you know, they don't need very many guidelines or like railroad tracks to kind of run on. They're just going to, you know, and they're going to, you can say, hey, here's the idea, go make disciples and start simple churches. Oh, I didn't know I can do that. Okay, thanks for helping me. See you later. See you in heaven. And they're off and running. But you know, and I've talked, you know, and I've talked about this. I mean, and I'm probably more of that way, but I think that most people are out there kind of saying, wow, like, I need some first steps. Like, just tell me, help me to get started. Give me some railroad tracks to run on here. And And obviously, you and I know in house church, like, it's not the traditional, like, I'm going to hold your hand and spoon feed you for the rest of your life. At some point, you run on your own. But I think for some people, and probably most people, you know, it is helpful to have some tracks to run on in the beginning. And I think that's, you know, kind of what probably what I would add to that is saying that if that's you and you're out there and you don't really know anyone, you're not able to come and sit down across the table from Forrest, myself, or Tom, then this probably is a good thing. This could be something that could really be a blessing.
Yeah, we lost you there.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that you heard. We can edit it all. It'll be fine. But I was just kind of basically wrapping up saying that I thought it was perfect for that person that needed some guide rails to kind of run on initially. That you know, this, and they weren't connected relationally to anyone, but that this could be a real helpful tool to them. That they were wanting to do something, didn't know how, didn't maybe know how to get started, didn't know anyone to do it with, that kind of thing. So,
Gavin, what I would say to that is that the Zoom A project is exactly for that type of person. The tools are very simple. You're going to receive coaching and encouragement and prayer support along the way. And it is for those persons, not only the ones who are self-motivated, they're just looking for a little extra help, but it's for those who would typically sit back and say, hey, I really want to do this, but I don't know where to begin. This is going to take you right from point A, the starting line, and then get you to a point, you know, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by relationship, unity within the body of Christ, get you to where you are actively making disciples, starting a group, a simple church, and then seeing that multiplied. And so very simple processes. It's really what Zoom A is a combination of what we've seen boiled down to what we call best practices that have been proven across the world. So it's like it'll work in every culture. It'll work among every tribe, nation, tongue. We've seen that happen. But it's just it will equip people to go forward and do what God's calling them to do. So it doesn't take any special training. And that's what I love about it, going back to the idea that you just ordinary people that are being used by an extraordinary God. So it provides instruction and guidelines or helps along the way to help anyone accomplish what God has called them to do.
Okay. Hey, Forrest, can you share I know Zoom A hasn't quite launched yet, but can you share a success story of someone that you've tried these principles on and it's actually worked?
Oh, sure, and we've seen that happen throughout the United States and across the world as well. But just, you know, recently there's two guys up in Holland, Michigan, that really felt, you know, they were very dedicated to their church, serving in their local, you know, what we term a legacy church. But they just felt like there was something more that they need to be doing, and so they begin taking these principles after some very simple training and just stepped into it, just took a step in faith and says, we're going to go for it. And now they've got more than 30 simple churches meeting in and around Southwest Michigan. And they just connected with people that they already know. And then along the way, those people have connected with people they know. And so it's the idea that you identify who you already know and what we call your relational network. And you just begin to reach out to them. You just begin to reach out to them and engage them in this. And so that's been a great success story. Another brother 2 years ago, now this is prior to the same type training that's available on Zoom A, but down in Tampa 3 years ago, just began to reach out into his community in a very needy area of his community. And now here, just over 3 years later, there have been over 300 simple churches launched among different people groups, among different language groups. It's all happening. There's a big movement happening down in Tampa, Florida. They call that One Body Ministry. You can check that out on the web. But just an incredible thing using these exact same principles we'll be sharing through the Zoom A project.
Maybe I know you can't run through it all, but I mean, I think one of the things that, you know, when we talk about this training, the principles of this training, I mean, these are a lot of just things that are clear. I mean, scriptural. This is just basically saying, let's make disciples. Let's look at Jesus as the example, and let's look at where he's placed us and follow his pattern and follow his example. I mean, these are a lot of the things that we've talked about on this show. We've done, you know, and so maybe could you run through just briefly, like, if someone comes on in this training, what is the training actually involved? Because I know that word can sometimes be intimidating to people, and they immediately think of, you know, a seminary class or 2 years worth of coursework. They think of, I'm not smart enough, I don't have the time.
Right.
Maybe explain just an overview of what this training will involve.
Sure, I'd love to. Well, basically, you know, we're talking again online, self-guided. It will consist of 10 sessions. In each session, you will have a short video lesson. We're utilizing video scribe or whiteboarding techniques to be able to do that. That will introduce a concept. Then you'll be asked to go out and practice that concept. So, for example, when we talk about the benefits of prayer walking, the concept about prayer walking will be introduced to tell you how to go prayer walking, and then the exercise is to go on a prayer walk. When we talk about discovering persons of peace, the same thing. We talk about deepening your devotional life, the same thing will happen. So it'll be a short, very short instruction, and then actually putting into practice before you move on to the next lesson. We talk about how you begin to meet in a simple church, you know, and what that meeting might look like. We'll give you some framework there. And then the idea is that you get together and you practice what you've just learned. So it's not just going on and answering questions or watching, you know, a long drawn out video. It's very short, concise, meaningful instruction that then asks you to engage in the practice. So over 10 sessions, you know, we're going to talk about the things of what are the basics of multiplication. You know, how do you listen and hear from God? You know, how do you really get into reading the Word of God? And then we'll talk about, you know, how it's important to become a producer rather than a consumer. You know, so in a group, how do you become healthy in regards to scripture and prayer and body life? You know, we'll talk about how to prepare and share your testimony, your personal story, and then how to prepare and share God's story. So all that's part of the training. And then what does it look like to be faithful in the midst of this? We also talk about a neat concept called the training cycle, which is model, assist, watch, and lead. It's how every disciple is made. It's how everybody really learns anything. Somebody first models it for you, then they assist you in learning it, they watch you while you do it, and then once you've mastered or come to a point to where you can do all these things or do the activity, then it's time to lead and move on. Then we go on to talk about how do you grow leaders? You know, how do you train and equip a group for rapid multiplication? And then what's really interesting, another concept is that as you are part of a simple church, how can you, while maintaining, you know, that simple church or growing in that simple church, how can you then begin to launch other simple churches out from yours? And so some very practical stuff, the idea about, you know, how we remain passionate and urgent to go out and complete the Great Commission. So 10 very short sessions, very engaging, infused with a lot of on-the-job training or practical application. So I don't want people to get the idea of thinking that I'm just going to watch a bunch of videos and maybe fill out a lot of fill-in-the-blanks. That's not part of it at all. It's watch, get a hold of the concept, put it into practice. And then again, like I said earlier, one of the unique things about this is that as you begin into the process, you're going to be teamed up with a coach who's very close to you, hopefully geographically as this thing grows, that can come along beside you, model for you, assist you, answer your questions, pray for you, and encourage you in the process. So nobody remains anonymous in the process. We all come together and identify each other so we can be the body of Christ to each other. So very practical, easy stuff.
Yeah, great. That's good. And, one question I just like to throw this out to you, because I know that, you know, people are attracted maybe to this podcast or to Simple Church for a host of different reasons. And, sometimes I think these differences that kind of provide, or sometimes it can cause a little bit of a rub internally whenever someone who's maybe more apostolic is kind of sharing a vision, and you're maybe more of a pastor or a teacher, or, you know, sometimes there's just natural kind of rubs there. And so what would you say to someone, I guess, who, you know, for them, they're hearing about the training and the levels of the, you know, people being leaders in this state and this, and they hear all that, and to them, simple church is more of it. What they love about simple church is maybe that it lacks some of those types of thinking and talk. You understand what I'm saying? It's more of the natural, organic. We kind of, you know, it's not as intentional maybe about reaching a geographic area, but it's more about we trust God day at a time and this sort of thing. And so when they hear this kind of idea, there can be a little bit of a adverse reaction to it that says, you know, this is, sounds a little bit too, like, structured, organized, like,
hierarchical.
I mean, it seems like, you know, what would you say to that? What would you say to someone who maybe was thinking that?
Well, through the process, and that's a great question. Through the process, each one of these groups, while connected to others, they do that voluntarily, just because they're seeking unity within the body of Christ. But the interaction within the group is everybody has a part. So while there might be someone who takes the role of a leader or an elder in these groups, it's not hierarchical in nature. It's just it's at the point that there's somebody there who really says, "Hey, I'm going to host this meeting, you know, or you can come to my home, or we'll kind of help lay out a plan here," but still very much led by the Holy Spirit, with a strong emphasis that everybody in that group is participating. Everybody has something to bring. And just as Paul, you know, says in the scriptures, you know, you come together with a psalm, a hymn, or spiritual song, a word of knowledge, or prophecy, whatever that might be. So that is strongly encouraged within the group meeting format. This stuff is really not prescriptive. You know, I explained to somebody the other day, you know, we all have the same basic skeletal framework. All humans do. But we all are very unique in our look and our build and things like that. But the basic skeleton is the same for everybody. That's exactly what this is. So if you look at it, this is just a skeletal framework that, as it takes on the relationships of the people who are involved, it takes on the look and the feel of the group itself. So not prescriptive, just very basic frameworks that will help and lead to making disciples and multiplying groups as well, or simple churches. So it's just a basic framework that the Holy Spirit is in charge. It's leading. It gives kind of what you said earlier, Gavin, just some beginning rails for people to run on.
Yeah.
So,
Forrest, it sounds like this program is meant for, you know, the simple churches and for lay people beginning simple churches. What benefit is it to the legacy church? Could this work in small groups?
Great question there. The benefit for the legacy church is that those people, we believe that in every legacy church, that there are people that the Holy Spirit's already stirring in to go out and reach their community, that for whatever reason, the legacy church or that local city or regional church is not reaching. They can't get them to come to that building. So what this will empower people to do within the legacy church is then get their members on mission intentionally in their communities throughout the week. So, and we've seen that happen. We've seen that happen in Florida as well. We've seen that happen in Michigan. We've seen that happen in Georgia and some other states as well, where legacy church pastors who have a heart to see the kingdom advance and people come to the knowledge of faith in Jesus Christ, they're trained, they're asking us to come and provide live training to their people, okay? Same thing will be available through Zume, so they can get their people on mission, reaching their friends, neighbors, family members, co-workers, who won't come to that legacy church setting. Great thing, though, is that in several situations that we've seen now, being a year, year and a half past training some of these legacy churches, is that the attendance at the legacy church has actually become greater, and the church in itself has become healthier because people are focused on discipleship, and you have members who are there, they're saying, "Hey, this is my part in the body. I just don't come to consume. There's something that I have to give," and it gives a great outlet for people who are wanting to do more, you know, to get involved with. So our early experiences with training within Legacy Churches have been very, very positive.
That's cool.
Well, I just want to say, you know, that I think that, you know, I've seen the outline. And a lot of this stuff, if you can go to our blog, we'll post some different outlines and some of the information is available. The website will launch in November is kind of the goal date, right?
That's right. November 16th is our launch date.
And, you know, I just really appreciate you for us. And, you know, all the folks, there's nothing being sold here. There's no workbooks. There's no sign-up fees. There's no organization that's kind of in charge of this that's trying to build an empire. It's none of that. You know, I've been very encouraged. This is a kingdom endeavor. The people that are doing this is a side. They're investing their time with this. This is a side project of sorts. I mean, but it's a kingdom thing. And the training, you know, it's all stuff that is very good and practical. It's stuff that we've talked about. It's going to be very helpful. And I think that, you know, and I know it's your heart in this. The goal is not to try to create some great statistic of how many people can have went through this website. That, you know, the hope is that people would come into the kingdom and begin making disciples, and that churches would be multiplied and the kingdom would expand. And I would suspect there's going to be some people who's going to start this process thinking they're the only one out there doing it. They may get through a few lessons, and then lo and behold, someone contacts them who's 10 minutes down the road. They didn't even knew that it existed, and we're doing this. And then what? Next thing you know, they're sitting in the room being a part of a live training, and they may leave the website, you know, and that's okay. That's not the goal, is not to try to see how many people we can get to go through all this. The goal is that the kingdom would grow, disciples would be made, and I know that's your all's heart. And that's what, you know, is exciting me about it. There will be some people that, you know, this is a tool that it won't seem to fit for them. Some of it might, some of it won't. And I know your all's heart to say, that's okay. If there's a training about how to run a simple church meeting and you have a better idea and you want to try it, go for it. This is not like this is the only way or these ideas,
right.
You know, I know that's your all's heart.
That's exactly right. And this is really a kingdom movement. It's amazing how many people from different walks and backgrounds and ministries who are doing similar things have come together and said, you know what, whatever minor differences we might have, we're laying those aside for the cause of Jesus Christ, to follow what he's commanded and called every believer to do, and that's go and make disciples, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And that is absolutely the simple foundation of it all. Because it's, like you said, it's not owned by anybody. Nobody's profiting from it. There's no cost to it. It is really an attempt to identify those that are serious about going and making disciples. And so multiple ministries are involved in this. To me, we have a saying that all boats rise. You know, so as the kingdom advances, all boats rise. So yeah, it's not any one ministry. It's not even a consortium. It's a group of people who've come together and said, hey, we all want to see this happen, you know, and the only reason we want to see it happen is for the glory of God, not man, not ministry.
Amen.
Nobody's name other than the name of Jesus Christ.
Well, and I appreciate that heart. Now, you know, and I appreciate Forrest, you're a practitioner in all these things. This is not one of these things where you just have these ideas. You don't do these yourself. You and your family, I know, are a part of House Church, and you believe wholeheartedly in this. So, you know, I really appreciate that. Wrapping things up, you know, November 16th, that's a few weeks away. What could someone be listening to this right now, say, okay, I want to stay in the loop on this. I even maybe want to start thinking about how I can be involved. I know this isn't just like one solo individual can sign up. You got to have at least somebody partnering with you, if I'm not mistaken on this. What's some steps they can do now, even in anticipation of the training coming available?
Well, you can go to ZumeProject.com. There's a splash webpage up there right now. If you want to know more, you can hit that button. All right, and just leave your email address, and we'll be in touch with you. There's also a great promotional video there that you can, it's based on, you know, YouTube. You can go there, you can share that with your friends, neighbors, throughout your social media networks as well. Just begin to get the word out. The best thing you can do right now is just to pray for, you know, the harvest is great, and the Lord says we need to pray that there'll be more laborers for the harvest. And so just begin to pray and say, God, what would you have me do with this? So keep a check on the website, fill in some information. If you want to talk personally with somebody more about it, then you can feel free to contact me. My email is f.head@big.life, f.head@big.life. If you just want to email me directly, you know, I'll be glad to continue the conversation with you.
All right. And now... Am I correct in saying that, you know, maybe if you're a married couple, maybe begin praying and approaching another couple? There's a partner thing in this, right? Like, you have to have a couple of people willing to go through it.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm sorry I didn't answer that. Yeah, even with the online training, as you begin to go through it, you want to have at least four people going through it together. Because in order to practice, you know, sharing your testimony or your story or God's story, you want somebody that you can practice with, you know, or you want a partner to go prayer walking with. You want at least one other couple that you can begin to meet, you know. So yeah, at least one other couple. Four people would be the minimum, I would say. You know, if you have six or eight that want to go through it, that would be great as well.
And if you're not,
and you know, the thing about it is, with it being, you can log on at any time, go through it at any time, meet at any time that's convenient for you. You can meet every day and go through a lesson a day. You know, I guess you could do that technically, or you could go through, you know, one session a week. It just really is totally up to the user. But yeah, it would be good to go ahead and identify another couple or couples who would be interested in taking the training with you.
Yeah, and if you're single and, you know, maybe find another couple more people would probably be ideal.
Yeah.
Well, Forrest, thanks for joining us today. We'll link your keep it simple podcast.com on Facebook. All that, we'll make sure to include all the links to get a hold of you. I'm currently signed up here to be overseeing the state of Kentucky, and you can contact Forrest to find out who the point person might be in your area. We're looking for county leaders, regional kind of leaders. If you're in Kentucky and you want more, please contact me or contact Forrest. And again, it's not a system of checks and balances. Somebody is just relationships, putting people in contact with people whom can encourage in person. And we're wanting to make use of technology, but not rely on it and be dependent on it. And so we need a big piece of this, and people will know this when they sign up. If you do this, you're going to be, after you do a couple of lessons, you're going to be contacted. And that's just not to sell you anything or to try to get you to come to something or rope you in it. It's simply just to say, I'm here. I'm praying for you. How can I encourage you? And we believe that relationships will be a really big piece of this. So, Forrest, thank you so much for all your time on this. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us. And zoomaproject.com. Check out the video, and I think they can even go ahead and put your email in there, and we'll be in touch. Thank you, Forrest.
Thank you, Forrest.
Hey, thanks again, Gavin and Tom. Anytime, guys. Love hanging out with you, too.
Thanks for joining us on this show, and thanks for listening to Forrest Head and checking out Zoomae, and we hope that's a useful tool for you.
Yep, thanks a lot, and we'll, again, link all that up. Visit keepitsimplepodcast.com, and we'll post the video and all those links there, so... We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us, and may God bless you.
Keep it simple. Thanks for listening to Keep It Simple. If you've enjoyed this podcast, leave us a comment at keepitsimplepodcast.com or find us on iTunes or Facebook. We welcome your feedback, your ratings, your questions, or comments. Real simple.